Chapter 2. Joss Sedley. It was not surprising, dear reader, that Miss Becky Sharp was thinking about finding a husband for herself. In those days, a young lady's parents generally found a husband for their daughter, but Becky had no parents to do this for her. She was responsible for her own future. Before dinner, Becky and Amelia went downstairs into the living room. An extremely fat man, dressed in very fashionable, very tight clothes, quickly stood up from his armchair, where he had been reading the newspaper. His face became bright red because young ladies made him nervous. "How nice to see you, Joss," said Amelia, using her brother's nickname. "I have just finished school and have come home for good. This is my friend, Miss Sharp."
"Oh, really?" said Joss nervously.
He turned away from Amelia and Becky, poured some wine into a glass, and went and stood at the window.
"He's very handsome," Becky said to Amelia in a rather loud whisper. "Thank you for the beautiful shawls, Joss," said Amelia. "Aren't they beautiful, Becky?"
"Yes, they are," agreed Becky.
"You've got very good taste, Mr. Sedley."
Joss said nothing, but turned and began to walk out of the room. At the door, he looked back nervously at his sister and Becky and said,
I'm going to meet a friend for dinner."
Just as he said that, their father walked in.
"You'll do no such thing," said Mr. Sedley, smiling. "Your sister is home from school. You are home from India. And it has been years since we were all together. You must have dinner with us. Please accompany Miss Sharp to the dining room."
And so, Joss Sedley, who avoided spending time alone with women because they made him nervous, found himself walking arm in arm with Amelia's pretty friend. Becky was delighted.
"I must be sure to appear very interested in India," she thought.
Joss, who was 29, had his own flat and visited his parents only occasionally. He loved to eat and drink and spent much of his time doing both. He had heard Becky whisper to his sister how handsome he was, just as Becky had intended him to. He hoped that she had meant it and wasn't just making fun of him. Mr. and Mrs. Sedley, Joss, Amelia, and Becky had a pleasant dinner together, although Becky had to eat a spicy curry to show her interest in India. Joss began to feel more relaxed with Becky.
"What a lovely young lady she is," he thought.
When Joss came to dinner again 2 evenings later, he drank so much wine that Amelia easily persuaded him to take her and Becky to dinner and the entertainment at the Royal Gardens at Vauxhall a few nights later.
"You girls must each have a gentleman," said old Mr. Sedley with a smile. "Amelia, you'd better write a note to George Osborne and invite him to Vauxhall also."
Amelia's face became pink, for she was in love with Lieutenant George Osborne. George lived with his father and sister in Russell Square. His mother had died many years before. Mr. Sedley had helped George's father establish himself in business. The Sedleys and the Osbornes had assumed for many years that their children would marry. Amelia agreed to write to George to see if he could join them at Vauxhall. After dinner, Becky and Joss talked together quietly while Amelia played the piano. Becky asked Joss many questions about India, and for the first time in his life, Joss felt comfortable talking to a young lady. When he told Becky about his tiger hunts, she exclaimed,
"You must never go on one of those horrible expeditions again. They are much too dangerous."
In fact, Joss had only been on one tiger hunt and had nearly been killed, not by a tiger, but by fright.
"Miss Sharp, the danger only makes the sport more exciting," he calmly reassured her.
During the next few days, everyone at Russell Square began to believe that Jos would ask Becky to marry him. Jos had also begun to think the same thing. He wasn't exactly in love with Becky, but he could talk to her easily. Soon the great evening arrived. As Becky and Amelia were getting dressed to go to Vauxhall, Amelia touched Becky's hand and said, "I'm sure that tonight Jos will ask you to marry him." At the same time, at home in his flat, Jos was thinking, "Tonight, at Vauxhall, I'll ask Becky to marry me."